All right, everyone. Just testing the mic first. So, Tufts WMFO in Medford. So we are about to start Cape Overland. So I'm just going to present this new idea for my show, which is just going to be every show I'm going to be taking one artist I really like and going through their albums, their discography, and some of like the stuff they've done throughout the years, just to imagine like for change, few music, and just to like show my passion towards these artists and share it to everybody. And so this new idea is just really to challenge myself, not to just play the music, but to actually understand more about it. And so, yeah, so this is going to be a mix of music and podcasting about the artist that I am playing. And so the artist I chose for today is Caravan Palace, my favorite band that most of my friends think I play far too much. Okay, I'm just going to test the level real quick, just going to make it a little louder, and I think it's good as it is now. So how this show is going to go on is, first of all, I'm just going to start with a history of a band. And so Caravan Palace is obviously a French electro swing band based in Paris that has had 4 album releases so far, and I'll be playing songs from these albums shortly. And so the band started off as 3 members that met whilst working on the soundtrack of what we will call an adult film. They then placed ads and found other members, including Zoé Colotis, the talented vocalist of the band. So this vocalist has become such an important part of the band, where her actual voice is so crucial to the actual sound of Caravan Palace nowadays. And so let's get right into it. What is electro swing? Just really quickly, electro swing is a type of music that combines the influence of vintage big bands with large brass ensembles and swing type music mixed with house, hip hop, and EDM elements. I think Caravan Palace is a particularly interesting band to make a podcast about due to how much their music has changed throughout the years. In the more earlier days of the band, like around the 2008s, they were really into that genre of electro swing, but as time changed, they really went and did more stuff that leaned more into the house elements. But I think it's time we start with the first album. So the first album by Caravan Palace was aptly called Caravan Palace. This album comes from 2008. It has pronounced electro swing vibes, with actual lyrics being rare, but rather used as an instrument for scatting. As a Reddit user actually says, the other aspect that Caravan Palace emulates so well from the swing era is its focus of effort as being 90% on the sonic experience and 10% on the lyrics. Back in the day, the tune was the main inspiration, and then lyrics were often an afterthought for when they might improve the oral appeal of that tune. Is it something deep and meaningful? No. Who cares? Does it sound cool? Hell yes. That's the goal. And so we're going to start with this first album, which was rather popular in France and reached the top 20 charts. And here is Jolie Coquine, this first song. And I'm just going to test if the aux output actually works. And let's us try it. I think it might not be working. Oh no, it is. For people watching, I'm at the loudest volume. I don't really know what's happening. I'm gonna try to fix it. Give me a second. Right, so that was Jolie Coquine, and now is Susie. Everyone listening, the sound died because I tried to fix the sound volume and I don't really know what's coming, but I'm just trying to see how I can fix it. So for people watching, I'm sorry about the sound, but I can't really fix anything. I've tried everything. So, what we've just heard is Jolie Coquine and Susie, and the next one is Brother Swing, which is one of their favorite songs that they always play at a concert, and they always play it last. And it is, I've been to two other concerts, they play it at the end, and it is so much fun to actually be there because this groove is a bop. And let's go!
Yeah.
Right, and that's the end of the third song, Brother Swing. One of my favorite songs from the artist, for sure. And so, that was the end of the first album, aptly called, as I said again, Caravan Palace. And so, the next album in 2011 was called Panic. And so, still heavily influenced by the Old Swim era, the band starts to experiment with harder synths that are more more prominent within their sounds. Lyrics are, just as explained before, they're still quite pushed back, with instruments and synth actually governing the track, and the lyrics actually serving more as scatting and as accompaniment than anything else. A good amount of people actually believe that this album to be the best, but I think those people are mostly wrong, and just are old school and preferred the old era of electro swing, because I explained before, the band still kept kind of those electro swing ideas, but as they moved on throughout the years, they really changed their style, which is something we're gonna go through in a little bit. But okay, the next song we're gonna go through is called Pirates, and if you listen closely at the beginning, you can kind of hear them saying Pirates. For some reason it didn't start, but here we go. Instrumentation that really gives the old school feel, but mixed with his new beat. Okay, and that was Pirates, with this old time schooly feel, the electro swing just really coming in there. And then we have a song that's just a little bit more different, and was one of the first song which they actually did a music video for. And it's actually a rather nice music video, so if you ever want to, you can just search Rocket for me and you'll have that old electro swing aesthetic vibe with this music video of a robot dancing and killing aliens. Oh, it's not graphic at all, by the way. Great, so that was Rocket for Me by Caravan Palace, and now we're going to move on to the last track that I'm going to play from the second album, Panic, which is Beatophone. And I actually asked my good friend Ryan which song I should play between Beatophone and Dramaphone, and he said Beatophone was a little less, we're going to say, special. So we're going with a little bit more normal one. And I'm just actually going to switch the output to my phone and see if that fixes anything. And here we go. So I think the problem was my computer. Oopsies. Okay, a lot of things going on, but I'm glad it's fixed now. We love technology, don't we? And so, that's the end of Panic, which, as I mentioned before, a lot of people actually think is the best album. I think it's definitely out there, but it's... I don't know. We'll talk about that later, but I think the fourth album, the best. But I cannot be biased, of course. And so we're gonna go into the third album, which was called Robot Face. And if you actually look at the title of that, it's actually just different symbols that actually make a robot face, which became the actual face for most of the branding of Caravan Palace. And so this third album, Robot, in 2015, started with the release of a single, Lone Digger. And the band reaches, with this single, it reaches international renown as one of the greatest electro swing bands ever. But in the same time, as I mentioned before, they're moving to something new. They're kind of leaving this electro swing genre in which they were dominating and really out there as the king with others such as Pallav Stellar or Jamie Berry, but really they were in the top three, and most people who were interested in electro swing definitely were listening to them. And so they really started getting internationally known with Lone Digger, and with the music video for this song, though extremely violent, was extremely well received, with a lot of people having seen this music video without actually knowing about Caravan Palace. And so it has 270 million views on YouTube, and this album, Robot Face, really marks when Zoe Kolodis, which is, as I mentioned before, the vocalist for the band, really became an integral part of the band's sounds, where lyric became more important. And so in the same time, the lyrics become more important, the message within these songs is more important. But importantly is the fact that there's even a greater emphasis on the dancing type of beats instead of just really sampling those big brass hits from the past albums. Now it's more about the house feel and really making you want to move. But Lone Digger definitely still has some influences from this, and I'm about to play it right now. Also, the music video, extremely graphic, you should watch it. Unless you're, well, not old.
Spinning, you feel the rhythm going. Legs ain't got time to lay low. Your knees are bending, so it's time to get up and let go. Hey, mama, how is it going? Can see your body moving. Don't leave the party time. Keep booty shaking, you know your head has no right to say no. Tonight it's ready, set, go. Baby, can you move around the rhythm so we can get within to the road? Sound is ringing, they don't know what they're missing. Legs ain't got time to lay low. Your knees are bending, so it's time to get up and let go. Hey, brother, nice and steady. Put down your drink, you're ready. It's hot when things get messy. Keep booty shaking, you know your head has no right to say no. Tonight it's ready, set, go. Baby, can you move around the rhythm so we can get within to the rolling? Get us a rock and roll round. Down, down, body, body coming with.
definitely not electro swing anymore. We can definitely feel the build up, and here we go. But still keeping a sax solo and those old-time jazz influences. And that was Lone Digger, which a lot of people think is definitely their breakthrough into the international community, where now you say electro swing, people think of Caravan Palace. And so the next song I'll be playing is Wonderland, but I quickly remembered I actually need to do a PSA, so bear with me on this one. Numbers to think about: prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. Number of 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Here we go. So now, Wonderland. Give me a second. Oops. Yep.
Just
there we go.
Imagine a trip to a wonderful land, a candy and jam and ice cream.
Some breakdown away from the electro swing, definite bop. I may be dancing in the studio. Great, and so that was Wonderland by Caravan Palace, which is an insanely fun song to play on drums. And so, as I mentioned before, we can definitely feel that like their music style is evolving for years, which is why I really wanted to do Caravan Palace for a show like this, because it's different throughout the years, because actually the member changed quite a lot, but it's, we don't really have time to get into that. But just a really quick notice for Wonderland is the saxophonist, which I think is Victor. I can't remember last name and I forgot to write it down, but the saxophonist is extremely talented. I saw him live and props to him. And so the next song I'm going to be playing is Midnight. And once again, we got that entrance from the saxophone, which this time I think is a bass saxophone, which I forgot the name of. But an insanely good song, and I'm about to play it now.
Night.
Oh, I forgot to say it's called Midnight.
It's midnight.
Spooky piano. Picking on me. So that sexy saxophone is by Victor Raimondo. So that was Midnight, with, as I mentioned, I remember the name, it's Victor Raimondo for the saxophone, which is, sometimes he's playing with a band, and I actually saw him playing live in both Boston and Paris, but he's amazing, and props to him. And so this is the end of the third album, Robot Face. And so some people at this point were commenting that, oh, the band is already changing too much from its origins. And so this is where really a split in the fan base actually happened going forward in the years, in which Robot Face was released in 2015 and the next album was released in, it was released, yeah, going into 2019. And so one song that I'm going to play later, but it had a huge influence in my life and it is actually a really important song for me. I'm going to play it at the end. But this is the new album, which is Chronologic, which released in 2019, and I was really psyched for it because I was a freshman last year, and it came right like at the end of like the orientation week, and it was really powerful to have my favorite artist releasing an album like this and hearing it with my new friends and sharing it with people. And so, fourth album, Chronologic. This album was declared in mid-2019 with a release of Miracle, their new single that marked the band's move away from electro swing into their own new genre, containing a greater emphasis on house elements. And so really, this marked a real change from the old electro swing style, but still, the band keeps its distinct sound through its use of synths and now an even greater emphasis on actually bass sounds. But unfortunately, Victor Raimondo, which I talked about before, has actually left the band for this last album, which is quite a shame. So I think there is a little bit less saxophone present within these songs, but we're about to play Moonshine. Yep. Fun fact, that this song was released as a single after being released as an album song. Saxophone in it. Right, so apparently Spinatron isn't actually uploading the songs. I'm really sorry about that. I think they should be uploading, so I don't really know what's happening. But I haven't been in the studio for a while, so you have to apologize me. Hopefully it will reset itself. So the next song I will be playing is for Issa, where she actually really likes this song, and it really pleases me that one of my friends actually really likes one of the songs I've been playing, even though I practically play them on repeat, so they kind of eventually have to like them. So Caravan Palace Pluma, which actually was originally released as Plume, is a Spanish rendition of the song Plume by Zoe Colotis, who is actually both French and Spanish, I think, or Latin American. I have forgotten. But yeah, let's go into Pluma. Right, so apparently the show is recorded on Spinatron as on the 4th, which I don't really know how that happened, but I apologize if you can't see the song. I've had them all logged from the beginning, and apparently they didn't show up and people didn't tell me, so I apologize about that. I can't really do anything. I'm just going to continue the show. So, let's go on to the last song I will be playing. I may be playing one more just at the end or something else, because I have a little extra time. But so, as I've been talking about, this album started releasing with Miracle. And Miracle, with some of my friends, mainly my friends from back when I was in high school, this song really meant a lot for us. And so, just having this song released right before our big IB exams was really, I don't know, it personally, for me at least, I know that it helped me get through and, like, get the stuff achieved that I wanted to achieve. And so, this song is particularly meaningful to me. And so, Up and Coming by Caravan Palace is the song that really marked their new sound. And here we go into Miracle.
brain. Anger you retain, pressure rocks you like a hurricane. Is it time for you to jump into the next train? Change of hand, make a stand, I can see your heart change. Wake up, no more nap, your turn is coming up. You feel lazy, but stop the fantasies and bubble dust. If you need a hero, go for it. I will teach you how to feel the things so close to you, connect it all. From the dead in the battle of cyberheads, you should think twice, cause they will make your brain melt. New device, better price, keep you feeling impressed. Stop it all, every day we'll live a miracle. Unpredictable, you don't need an upgrade anymore. Can't you see the link? Don't worry, I will teach you how to take the pill to feel the thrill and touch it all.
Okay, and so that was Miracle, and I think I have time to play, I think I'm going to push it to two more songs just because I really want to. I'm going to do one more by Caravan Palace, and then I'm going to do another one because somebody asked me to. And so here we go into About You by Caravan Palace. Because you can never get enough of Caravan Palace.
Please me.
Can you help me?
And it- The cloud comes equipped with a moon roof. Then the stars will surely help with the mood we're in now.
I can't help the way I feel.
Cause I never said that my heart was foolproof. But you know that I know that you love me too now.
But you know that I know that you love me too now.